Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry, I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. For 2 years in a row, the joy of Father's Day has been rocked by tragedy. Last year, 9 people were murdered in Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. And this year in Orlando, singer Christina Grimey was murdered while signing autographs. 49 people were murdered at the Pulse nightclub. And 2-year-old Lane Graves died after being dragged underwater by an alligator. Those 3 events in Orlando alone have caused at least 51 fathers to never again see Father's Day the way many dads see Father's Day. Those tragedies and the many stories that break our hearts should cause us to think about our relationships with our family, with our friends, and with our God, because they remind us of the fragility, the briefness, and the uncertainty of life. They are reality checks enabling us to feel with the psalmist. As a deer thirst for streams of water, so I thirst for you. I thirst for the living God. When can I go to meet with him? Day and night, my tears have been my food. And we may even wonder, where is God among such horrors? And question as the psalmist questioned, why, I ask myself, are you so depressed? Why are you so upset inside? We become depressed, upset, and saddened because we're human beings who love life, who do not like to see others suffer. And as Christians, we know God is with those who grieve the loss of a loved one, no matter what the circumstances are. God is with us, even when God appears to be gone somewhere, which is a fact attested to over the centuries. Because even though anger, resentment, and horrible atrocities have definitely increased in the United States and around the world, our faith reassures us that we are not alone, and God is with us. Going way back, going almost 400 years back, in 1637, the plague visited Eilenburg, Germany, with extreme severity, while the town was overcrowded with refugees from the surrounding area because the Swedes had destroyed almost everything. And Pastor Martin Rinkert became the only clergyman left to minister to the sick and the dying. By himself, he conducted over 4,000 funerals in that year, sometimes doing 40 or 50 funerals a day, and yet he remained perfectly well. But when the plague was over, hardship only increased as a severe famine rolled in and made people so desperate for food that 30 or 40 people could be seen fighting in the streets over a dead cat or a crow. Also in this year, Rinkert's wife died. The refugees had to be buried in trenches without services. And yet, while living in a world dominated by death, a world dominated by suffering and death, Rinkert was able to write this timeless prayer of thanksgiving for his children, which is hymn number 397 in our hymnal, by the way. Now thank we all our God, with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us still in grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father, be now given, the Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore. For thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. You and I, we are children of God, our Heavenly Father, a God who grieves with us, a God who laughs with us, and a God who loves us, a God who has experienced the loss of a child through the brutality of humanity, and yet God still loves us, even though we are imperfect. Our imperfections, our indifference, and our insensitivity to those around us provides the perfect breeding ground for anger, hatred, and violence, which is why God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live as one of us and to die as one of us, so we no longer need to live in the darkness of sin and legalism, but could live joyful lives of faith and freedom as children of God. And were we to love the poor, the outcast, the lonely, and even ourselves in the way Jesus Christ loved and reached out to the man with no clothes, no home, and no friends, then perhaps the world would be a little less scary, a little less violent, and greatly, greatly more joyous. The world is a scary and unpredictable place. But as a beloved child of God baptized into Christ Jesus, the world becomes a little less scary as we trust in God, when we have faith in God, and when we give thanks to God because we know God is always near us through all our life. The good, the bad, and even in the boring. And since God is always with us in this world and in the next, which is our Christian hope, what can we do to befriend the lonely, the outcast, and those who are hurting spiritually and physically? One thing each and every one of us can do to bring wholeness to people who live on the fringes of society, who are becoming increasingly isolated from community, and whose loneliness and desperation cause them to lash out in violent and other inappropriate ways is this. It is this. Notice those around you who seem isolated and engage them. Notice those around you who seem isolated and engage them. No matter what your station in life or season of life, there will always be someone sitting alone, someone the others don't want to talk to, or someone who just needs to have anyone call them by their name, which may even be on their name tag, and say to them, have a blessed day. Have a great day. Have a joyful day. Three simple words. It only takes three simple words after a name to make an invisible human being feel as though someone cares enough to notice them. Have a blessed day. Have a great day. Three simple words after a person's name to make an invisible human being feel as though someone cares enough. Someone cares enough just to notice them. And if someone cares, then God must also care. And when you care for the neglected, the invisible of society, then your soul will no longer be thirsting for God. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, help me to be a friend to the friendless, to show someone that I care for them the way you care for me. Help me to mend the relationships in my life before tragedy strikes and my soul becomes thirsty for you. All this and more, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.